glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, and is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And say I'm one of them, I'm one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it, we are boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide, His power is just the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, I'm one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in that upper room all praying in His name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what He did for them that day, tonight He'll do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Come, my brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame, and it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one. Now sing it like you really mean it. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's
clap it to Him. Does your hearts burn within you tonight? Oh, aren't you truly glad you're one of them?
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Third verse.
They were gathered in that upper room all praying in His name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. Now what He did for them that day, tonight is the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. I'm glad. Praise the name of the Lord. Nobody can sing that song but us. Amen. I want to ask you something. Are you guys like that Shunammite woman?
Yes.
When she come to her absolute, she was there. That prophet was her absolute. His prophet was God. Are you one of them? I'm one of them.
I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one.
First verse.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all unclean, with the fire that fell at Pentecost, with cleansed and made them clean, and it's burning now within our hearts. Oh, glory to His name.
one of them. Amen. I'm so glad tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm happy for that. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glory is right. I'm so glad to be one of them, to be identified with this message, with this messenger. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you still rejoicing over last Sunday and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit we had? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What an anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was wonderful. I laid in bed that night, and I got up the next morning, I could just feel him all around me, just like I do right now. If you don't, there's something the matter with you if you ain't feeling him all around you right now. You thought last Sunday was something? Wait till today. It's going to be better. It's always better with him. Always. Always. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May be seated. Today we're feeling very religious. Praise the Lord. Why? We know we're one of them, and besides that, we're group one. We're group one. Exactly who we are. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We are that predestinated people, that church that knows exactly who it is and what it is. They're the same. Lord, we know it's you. It's Jesus Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is the Holy Ghost. I come from God, I go to God. And we see that great pillar of fire among us. Amen. Lord, the same as he did in that first part of the Bible with Moses. We see him in the middle of the Bible with Paul, was when he was on his road to Damascus. And we see it now, we see it at the end time again. Three is a confirmation. It's been the message each time. Amen. It's the message. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is perfection within itself, unlimited in power, primarily the ultimate. This message is the Amen. So be it. Praise the name of the Lord. There's not too many that have that same revelation, you know. That's group two and group three. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm happy to be in group one. We never was in any other group. But not us. We know exactly who that we are and that we're under great anticipation of what the Lord is going to do. Before we know what is happening right now. In this room right now, we know what is happening because we got the revelation of the message. Amen. We know God's provided way. God's always got a provided way. Amen. There's only one way, and it's like, well, I went this way. I believe he's got a provided way. And if you don't go his provided way, you miss the whole plan of God. Amen. We know our God's honk. Amen. We've learned that. We know exactly his honk because that's all we listen to. Amen. We don't listen to nothing else. Praise the Lord. We know our anointed Messiah of today. That's a choker for a lot of people, but it ain't for us. Praise the name of the Lord. We know who that we are because we are now becoming one with this message. Praise the name of the Lord. The anointing is on us. The anointing is in us. And we have become true sons and daughters of God. He said, a Messiah. We are anointed sons and daughters of God. Besides that, we know what gate to wait at. We know where he's coming in. We know where he's at. Praise the name of the Lord. When Brother Branham said that, he said there was millions of them in Jerusalem, and they were all over the place. But that predestinated seed, that anointed little group of people, they knew what gate he was coming at. He knew, because they were listening to the word. They were waiting for that Messiah to show up. I'm glad that we know what gate to be waiting at. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for wearing my new set of clothes tonight. God bless you, maybe soon. From the depths of my heart, I say that I love you and I appreciate you. And I'm not worthy of it, but I love you all, and your love for this message is what I love more than anything. Your stand upon this word. And all I can say is, like Brother Branham said, God bless you. It's the greatest thing that is told the brothers, it's like, I'd like to not, instead of getting it in a box back there in the back, I'd like to put it on and come out and say, this is it. I like how Brother Branham says, and I believe it is tonight, that where he comes out, that somebody, he said, he wore his suit of clothes. And he's thanking everybody, and he goes, you guys give me a gun. He goes, I better not carry that out here. You guys didn't give me a gun, but you give me your love. And I want that more than anything, God's love. God bless you. Thank you. What did he tell us last Sunday? Something is taking place here today. And let me, before I go on to tell that, we know something's taking place here today. We know something that's going on. And it's the word being made manifest. But I forgot. I want to take a chance to have Brother Samuel to come up and say a little greetings to you too. He's got on his new suit. Come here. Don't you love this guy?
Love you. Well, I just love Brother Joseph. It's certainly an honor to greet you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an honor to be here with a part of the bride that's gathered around the world listening to this same message. Gathered together, what a time. What an honor to be here. I'm certainly not, like Brother Joseph said, I'm not worthy of this suit of clothes. Thank you so much. It means everything. It means so much to me. And just the honor to serve you as you are the bride. Every time I greet you, every time I shake your hand, you're not second class. No, you're group one. You're the bride of Jesus Christ when I shake your hand. And every time I see you, whether it be on the street, at church, or wherever, you're the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's how I look at it. That's what I believe in my heart. And just to be an honor to be with you, it's such an honor. I'd like to just open two more gifts. It's been on my heart. I thought if I get the opportunity and Brother Joseph opens the door for me to say anything, I really want to say this. And it's wonderful for you that you don't get to get in trouble for it. It'll just come on my doorstep. And I really don't want to go to the office. But if it takes that, then I guess I'll just have to get a whooping. But you know what, as a part of the bride of Jesus Christ, is what we're gathered here and united under this message and this messenger, as this prophet messenger that we have the picture of with the pillar of fire over his head, he is our absolute. Amen. It's a one-man message. Amen. There's no other message. And it's such an honor. And you know, the Lord has done so much for us. He's given us Jesus Christ. He was made flesh to go to Calvary to die for you and I. And then he sent his prophet messenger with, "Thus saith the Lord." Every word on those tapes are our absolute. That prophet's our absolute. And I'm so happy to be identified with this message and this messenger. And then the Lord has done so much for us. It would be, I feel, and this is where I'm going to get in trouble, but this is how I feel about it. And if I could speak maybe for the bride of Jesus Christ listening around the world in this tabernacle, is that we believe and we feel so privileged, and thank you, Lord, for giving us Brother Billy Paul Branham, Brother Branham's son, to be with us, to constantly encourage us, and has constantly put the tapes before the people. And I just appreciate his life and his spirit and everything that he represents his dad. This message, this messenger. And I just want to say thank you, Brother Billy Paul, for your service. Amen. And then the other gift, and these brothers didn't know I was going to say this, and I didn't get permission. That's why I might have a trip to the office. But nevertheless, I just feel that it's appropriate for these brothers. Another gift that God's given to us is he's given to us Brother Joseph. And it's been so critical for the bride of Jesus Christ, and especially in this time that we're living in, that we needed. It just wasn't something that God just did on the side. God knew we needed these brothers. And we needed Brother Joseph. And God is the one that placed him here. God is the one that put him here. And I'm just so happy to whatever he feels led on his heart to do, I'm behind it 100%. We love you, Brother Joseph. Amen. So God bless you all, and we just give the honor and praise all to the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's such an honor to be with you. God bless you all, and thank you for the clothes. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I believe Brother Samuel said it all. Amen. I believe that with all my heart, and I too am wearing my new suit of clothes from the tabernacle here, and it from my heart. I'm unworthy to be here in front of you and to stand at this pulpit and to serve with these brothers, to lead the singing, but I'm so thankful the Lord gave me the opportunity to do that. Amen. And I'm thankful that you gave me the suit of clothes, and I'll never put it on without thinking of the sacrifice of this church. And I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, and God richly bless you.
He's right. I'll talk to him later. God placed him here. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing if God hadn't put both these brothers here. And then God had to put you in those seats. Brother Branham says, I could have a message, but unless I had somebody to receive the message, it would do no good. So it's wonderful to all be part of God's great economy. Amen. That whatever, as Brother Branham says, God raised you, he placed you here, and he put you here for a purpose. And we should all be determined, no matter what it is, to fulfill that purpose. Amen. Lord, and that's to represent you here on earth. The greatest privilege that we could ever have is to represent him. And he's allowed that to us as we become one with him again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again. Thank you for your love and your prayers. As I was saying, that last Sunday he did tell us that there's something taking place here today at this tabernacle. And it has been taking place for many, many years, but it's coming fulfillment time right now. Something that's happened that was spoken millions of years ago, he told us, that a word went forth, a thought. That first God, there he was sitting in eternity in blackness, that he was out there, or whatever it was, we don't know. But then a thought come into his mind. And then he spoke that thought that came into his mind. And he spoke your name. He knew exactly who your name was right there at that very instant. And knew everything about you at that very instant.
Amen.
And now you've become manifested. All that time, everything that God speaks, it has to come to pass. Every thought that he had, it has to come to pass. So that thought was somewhere for maybe millions and millions and millions of years. But he predestinated that you would become flesh in this last day. And you breathe the breath of life. And that spirit that he spoke walked and went right inside of that body. How many times that we have said it, that it is a birth of a baby, and we have our doctor, like our brother Matt here, that's maybe witnessed, and many of you as parents, that when that baby is born and comes and is blue, then all at once it goes, and it comes to life. And the spirit enters into that body. It's just a human. But that, where's that spirit come from? It was in the thought of God millions of years ago, and then it entered into that life. And then one day we get old, we get feeble, we fall, and then at once we die. It's not the end. It's the beginning.
Amen.
That's just the beginning.
Amen.
Then we take off in a blink of an eye. And he says, before you can get that body to the undertaker, you're sitting in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, man, praise the name of the Lord. God had a great plan. And when he had those thoughts, all those thoughts in us, that plan is now being completed. That whole plan that he had from the very beginning in Adam and Eve and all the way down in himself and all the prophets, Elijah to come and everything else, now it's today. It's the completion of the plan. It's at the end of the plan that it has taken place. The negative, he said that that was the negative. It was a shadow. Everything that was in the past, the Old Testament, was just a shadow of everything. That prophet told us, he taught us in types, in shadows. And he said that that's what that Old Testament was. He said it was a shadow of things to come. And now we look around and we see the positive. That was the negative. We're the positive. He says as that hand gets closer and closer and closer, it becomes the positive once again. That positive is the bride and him. They are becoming one again.
Amen.
From that thought that we were coming in the human flesh, now we're going back to be one with him again. In the Old Testament, when Solomon, he said he was building a temple. He said it was a place for God to live and to dwell in. God had never had a place to live and dwell in. He said he was happy in sheepskins and he dwelt about. He said he wanted a place to live in. And they made him. He said, but that was a shadow what Solomon did back there in that day. He said the temple at that day, it was made by the hands of man.
Yeah.
What a monumental feat that was. He said there wasn't a hammer, there wasn't a saw, there wasn't nothing. But when it came together, it fit perfectly.
Amen.
Every stone, every timber, everything else. But that whole building, he said, was made by man and made by man's hands. It was made with timbers. It was made with stones. It was made out of gold. It was made out of silver and all different things and overlaid and everything that they had. And it come from all different parts of the world to come together to create this building, this temple, so God that could live into that. And when Solomon, when he had completed the temple and it was all done and it was finished, and then he had a prayer. He prayed before God. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, and the fire came down from heaven, and it consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Amen. Can you imagine what that was like? Standing around, and he said it was a cloud that came in and it filled everywhere. He said he was in darkness and he filled that whole temple that it was. And he said the glory of the Lord was so strong that the priests couldn't even minister. Nobody could say nothing because that temple was full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nothing else could get into that temple. It was full. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That was just a shadow. Amen. Today, he's building another building. Amen. And that building is not made by the hands of man. He is building a building that God himself is building. He said that he would come and that he would build this building. And he's building a statue of a perfect man. And all the pieces fit together perfectly, one with another, on this building. Here there are all the pieces right here. These are all the pieces. You're a piece of that building. Each one of us are a piece of that building. He said it's God living in human flesh. That's what that building was at the end time. And he sent a guide, an absolute to us, to instruct us how to build that building. Because we didn't know how to build that building. We hadn't been this way before. And who was this? It was the Messiah. Amen. It was God himself living through his prophet once again, Amen. Speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. He gave us a blueprint on how to build this temple. Amen. Amen. You with me? Amen. That's what he said. Now that temple has been built. You are that temple. I am that temple. Oh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. And how is that temple being built? It's being built by every stored up word. That's how you build it. And he has filled it, this New Testament, with his glory. Amen. And nothing else can enter in to this temple. Because the Holy Spirit has come rushing in like it did that day in that temple. And has filled every fiber of your body. And the priest, nobody, nothing can come entering into that temple. Because we're full of that Shekinah glory. We're full of that anointing. We're full of this word. And nothing but this message can enter in. That's the only thing that can enter into this temple. Praise the name of the Lord. When he was here on earth, he said in St. John 16, he says, I have yet many things I have to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. But he said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to tell you. Now, we've been listening. Brother Bram's been talking about that scripture. It's because we believe who he's talking about. Amen. Who do you say this is? Amen. Brother Bram says, we know who it is. Amen. And if you got the spiritual revelation, you know who it is. He said he won't speak of himself. But he says that Spirit of truth was to reveal to you all the mysteries. Because right then, they couldn't take it. It was now. Now in all those mysteries, he will not speak of himself, but he'll only speak what he hears. I think that's the same thing our Lord and Savior said too. The Son can't do nothing unless the Father shows it to him. Ooh. Which of the seven angels was all the mysteries revealed to? Now there were seven angels. Which one were they revealed to? Which one was carried away in the spirit and come back and showed us the preview of the bride, the Lamb's wife? Which angel was that? Who told us all about the future home where we're going to be at? Who is the one that told us what it looked like, what it was going to be? He told us how big it is and how it was going to lay out and what it was going to be like. He measured it for us and he told us all about it.
Amen.
Who was that angel? Now remember, this seventh angel's word was so important that what he spoke on earth, God echoed it in heaven. So this word that we're hearing is being echoed in heaven. God's program stays the same. Brother Branham said God never changes his program. He had one way of doing it. He used one angel to reveal all those truths to the bride of Jesus Christ. He said it was one angel. He used one angel to show and tell John all the things that were to come. Amen? Let's read a little bit. I want to read out of the book of Revelations real quick. Now listen, I'm not interpreting the word. I'm reading the word. There's only one divine interpreter to God's word. And that's what this message is about tonight. John, chapter 21 is verse 9. Begin verse 9. Revelations 21, 9. And there come unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show ye the bride, the Lamb's wife. Wow. Same thing we saw. He showed John. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. So he took John and showed him the future home. He took him someplace and showed him, here's the new Jerusalem coming out of heaven. Whoever this angel was, that's what he did. He was telling him all about the new city and where it was and what it was and how big it was. Number 15, and he that talked with me had a golden reed, and he measured the city and the gates thereon and the hall walls thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length of it is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it is equal. He showed John the city. John saw a pyramid. He saw a pyramid. He said it was 1,500 square miles. He measured it. He said how big it was, from like Georgia to California to Saskatoon to Maine. Number 22. And I saw no temple therein. Amen. John looked around. And John was thinking, hey, it's the new Jerusalem. Where's the temple? There's got to be a temple. Where's the temple in this new Jerusalem that this angel messenger is telling him all about? Measured it all out for him, told it what it was like, where it was at, and everything else. And the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. This bride is becoming one with that Lamb. Amen. That is the temple. We are the temple. That's what he said. I'm just reading what he said. Chapter 22, 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. God sent an angel to say these things to John. Then John fell down to worship him. He says, and I, John, saw these things and beheld and heard him. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the Lord, the feet of this angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren of the prophets and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. So it wasn't a holy angel. It wasn't a chairman or nothing else. It was an earthly messenger talking to John. And the point that I want to bring out is this messenger, that was John, was looking to him as an absolute. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of that messenger was John's absolute. He was telling him everything. Praise the Lord. God don't change his program. It's the same thing. Everything, this messenger, whoever it was, this one man that God chose, his earthly messenger, was telling John this and this and this. This is what it's going to look like, and here's the bride. I want to show you a preview of the bride. I want to show you this city, what it looks like, what it is. He showed him everything. John had to take his word. That was his ultimate. It was so great, it's the book of Revelations. God sent a prophet to reveal the book of Revelations. Now remember, I'm not interpreting the word here. I'm just pointing out that that was an earthly messenger that knew all those things. Just God sent one man to be the divine interpreter of God's word. That's what this message is all about tonight. There has to be an absolute to give the correct interpretation to that word. There has to be. Different men have different ideas. He's told us they have different thoughts. And as good as they are and as anointed as they are and everything else, they have different ideas. They have a different thoughts. I can sit down with my brother. We can discuss and we love one another. And say, I see it this way. Well, I see it this way. Well, I see it this way. God had to send a messenger. He had to send a prophet to tell us this is exactly what it means. God sent his angel to be his absolute. And it was God speaking through the messenger. Amen. See, that's always, Brother Ram said, this has always been the stumbling block. It's that flesh. We don't worship the messenger. We worship the messenger, that spoke through him. Amen. But there is more. That's why he could say, God's word needs no interpretation. Amen. Because what he said was God's word. Amen. It needs no interpretation. Let me ask you, do you believe the seven seals? Do you believe the seven church ages? Amen. Serpent seed, Amen. Godhead, Amen. Marriage and divorce, Amen. Baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. Malachi 4 or 5, Amen. Luke 17, 30, St. John 16, Amen. Hebrews 13, 8, Amen. Revelation still 10, 7. Amen. Then this message is your absolute. Amen. Remain standing. Praise the Lord. What a revelation. Amen. It is everything, that revelation. Amen. You know, one time, it's been many years ago, and I know a lot of you will know it, is I was in a meeting in Russia, and I made the statement, this message is my absolute. And a brother felt pressed upon his heart to preach a whole series of sermons that was to disprove that, to say the word is the absolute, not the message. The word is the absolute. Group three. No revelation whatsoever. It's just the way it is. No revelation. Let's hear what that vindicated messenger of the hour, vindicated by the pillar of fire, Amen. To be the seventh church age messenger, said about that. Amen. People just ain't listening to the tapes. Amen. If you listen to what that messenger said, you couldn't say such things as that.
Amen.
What did he say about it? The message and the word was exactly the same thing.
Amen.
The prophet, the word, the message, the messenger, and message was the same.
Amen.
It's all the same. It's our absolute. Hidden manna for group one.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, to have that revelation, to see there's nothing greater, bride. And only the bride will have that revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Lord, how we love you from the depths of our heart. How we thank you for that great revelation that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, it's beyond words that I could think that I was in your thought and you thought about me. When there was nothingness, you thought about me and you spoke my name, Joseph. God, I can't put it in the words. We can't. Each one of us, to think that you knew us when we were with you.
Amen.
And that, Lord, you spoke a word, and then one day, here we are. You give us that revelation of who that you are. And Lord, by your grace, your mercy and grace, we're going to spend eternity with you, Lord.
Yeah.
You said you're going to build a temple, a statue of a perfect man. We couldn't do it, but you sent us a guide.
Yeah.
You come yourself, Lord Jesus, lived and dwelled before us, Lord. It was you, the Spirit of God, living in a man. Now you're living in your children. Little licks of fire everywhere. Lord, we love you.
Yes.
We thank you for that revelation, Lord. How perfect it is today to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. We love you.
When the presence of Jehovah God.
Happy to be in his presence this afternoon. Isn't that wonderful?
In the presence.
Right here. That same pillar of fire.
Oh, Jehovah. God Almighty. The Prince.
Father, thank you for the word. Lord, and you became flesh. You went to Calvary, Lord. You shed your blood for us. Lord, died, rose again. Send it up, Lord, and you met Paul on that road to Damascus in the form of a pillar of fire. Thank you, Lord. You poured out your Holy Spirit through the ages, Lord. But once again in the evening time, you revealed yourself as the Son of Man again.
Yes.
Lord, the same word back in St. John 1, the same word all through the scripture manifested, the word made flesh. Lord, made flesh again in this day. Thank you for it, Lord. It's our absolute. It's a one-man message. Lord, it's thus saith the Lord. And Lord, that word has been stored up on magnetic tape for your people, for your bride to hear it. And Lord, you picked up so awesome, Lord, to think of your prophets, Lord, is that Brother Branham said that God's word is eternal, and he just picks them up and they catch the thoughts of God and come and speak it to the people. And how that your thoughts have been picked up, Lord, by the seventh angel messenger, Lord, to reveal all the mysteries, Lord, to us and to show us all the things about the future home and everything that it was and is. And Lord, to think that even today, that the thoughts of God could be picked up and say, this is the tape for today. Lord, how privileged we are today to hear the word of God, to be following your program, Lord. Just thanking, Lord, for it. And Lord, how privileged we are as we are a part of that word. We are one with it, Lord. We're so happy, Lord, that when that little woman, she came to that prophet, she says, that prophet is her absolute, and the prophet's absolute was God. Lord, thank you for a perfect message. It's perfect in itself, unlimited in its power. We're so thankful to be into the presence of Jehovah, Lord. We're just getting ready now to hear that voice, Lord, that's changing us every day. Bring us into the perfect image of you, Lord. It's bringing us completely into your control, Lord, that we're, our thoughts are your thoughts. Our voice is your voice. Everything that we do, Lord, it's you. And Lord, we are so happy for it. We love you, Lord. These requests upon the people's hearts, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know every one of them. And Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. We thank you, Lord, for all things. And Lord, we place these requests in your hands, and we know that you're perfect in everything that you do. We commit it to you, Lord, and we thank you for complete deliverance. Lord, we're looking forward now to that message and to hear that word. Lord, we love you with all of our heart. Bless and be with the further part of the service now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the
You may be seated. At this time, we have a couple of baby dedications here. So if you would just bring your baby up and would dedicate them to the Lord at this time. As we sing, bring them in, bring them in. Amen.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Benjamin Mikhail Linkar.
Benjamin? Benjamin?
Miguel.
Miguel? Mikhail. Benjamin Mikhail. Ooh, you're a handful. Yeah. Brother Samuel was giving me the testimony. They said she couldn't have children. Is that right? She got three. What a mighty God we serve. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, how great thou art, Lord. The world might say it's impossible, but we don't look at the impossible. We look at a promise, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I hold this little token of love, little Benjamin, Lord, that you've placed into this family, Lord. Father, just not many days ago, he was sitting in your presence, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He was your thought, Lord Jesus, and now he's being made manifested.
Praise the Lord.
And Lord, they want the very best for him, Lord. Father, they want to place him into your hands for a life of service, Lord. Father, that you'll be with him, that you'll watch him, you'll protect him, you'll keep him, Lord Jesus. Yes. Father, in this horrible world that we live in, what a relief to know that, Lord, there's angels that set up their tents around us, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we bring him now and we place him into your hands for a life of service.
Thank you.
Watch, protect him, keep him.
Yes.
Be with this family, Lord.
Yes.
And may they raise him up, Lord, to love you and serve this message with all of his heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for there's nothing impossible with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Truly, you're Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Now we take him and we place him into your hands for a life of dedication and service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Well, God bless you.
Miguel Perez Olivares.
Miguel?
Miguel.
Little Miguel. He's a prisoner for Christ already.
Amen.
Little Miguel, if you could just give me a little bit of that hair, it'd be great. What a doll. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Thou art such a good giver of gift. And Lord, little Miguel, Lord, as the family brings him up here, Lord, and places him into my unworthy hands, Lord, that represent you, Lord, because they want to place him in your hands. I'm a poor representative, Lord, but I bring him before you today, Lord Jesus, to place him in your hands, Lord. Truly let him be a prisoner for you, Lord Jesus. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, if there's a tomorrow, may this word burn inside of his heart, Lord. May the parents always keep this message and this word before him. May your sweet Holy Spirit always abide in their house, Lord. And Father, we want to take him and to place him in your hands so that you can watch him, protect him, and to keep him, Lord. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, Lord, let the Spirit of Christ live within him, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we take little Miguel and we place him into your hands, Lord, for light of dedication and service,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We give him back to you in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. How many's happy to be here? Amen. I'm excited for what's in store. I can't wait to get in that message. Wow. Truly our hearts are burning as we're walking along the way. As we're walking along that way, how many wants to just be closer to him? Lord, I am weak, but thou art the one that's strong. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And I'll be satisfied as long. With thee.
Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, how thankful we are to have another opportunity to come into your house and to worship you, to offer thanksgiving, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, your grace, and the salvation, Lord, that you purchased for each one of us with your shed blood. Lord, how we thank you, Lord, for your word, the message of the hour, Lord, that you sent to us through your prophet. And Lord, we're so thankful for Brother Joseph to proclaim that message to the world. And Lord, help each one of us, Lord, to continue to grow and to mature into that stature of a perfect man that you desire each of us to be. Be with us now, we pray, in the service, and pray you meet the needs of your people and bless the tithes and offerings, Lord, that it be used for your work. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Through this world of toils and snares, oh, if I falter, Lord, who cares? And who with me my burden? My dear Lord, oh, none but Thee. It's just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. And daily walking close to Thee, oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And when my feeble life is and time for me will be no more, oh, guide me gently, safely, oh, to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore. It's just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. That blood wash number. Amen.
that knows his voice, that knows his voice. I'm in that number. Oh, I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows him. One more time. And I'm in that number. Oh, I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his voice. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows his voice. And the original lie and the original sin, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original lie, the original lie. The originals, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. And we have caught the revelation by our prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. The original lie. The original lie. The original seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of the seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. Then our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. The original lie. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded and we have responded to our God. The original lie, the original lie, the original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals is unveiled, the original lie, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. The original lie, the original lie, the original seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie. The original seal. The original lie. The original lie. The original. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie. The original seed. Let's clap it to him. The original lie, original lie. The original seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad that I have that revelation. The spoken word is what I believe. Aren't you all happy to have that revelation? What a priceless revelation he's given to us. We've accepted the message from Malachi 4. Thank you, Lord. Oh, can't you see? Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi. Seated.
What a privilege it is for us to be able to hear our absolute. Amen. That God thought enough of us to record the message, to store it up and to provide it for us so that we could listen to it. Wouldn't have to take somebody else's word for it, somebody's interpretation for it, what they thought that he said, but we can hear it for ourselves. Amen. Because it will only take this word, this message spoken by this messenger to perfect this bride.
Amen.
Nothing else will do. So God had to store it up for us because he knew we'd be listening to it tonight.
Amen.
He knew there'd be a group of people that would say, it's our absolute.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Branham said, you can read a book, you can read a sermon, but you'll never get out of it unless you hear the person preach that sermon. The voice of God. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you as we turn the service over to our pastor, Brother Branham.